It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. New research from the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps finds that volunteering at nonprofits has largely rebounded since the COVID-19 pandemic.
The survey shows that more than 75 million Americans over the age of 16 formally volunteered with a nonprofit between September of 2022 and September of 2023.
But Wisconsin is among 36 states where formal volunteering rates still lag behind pre-pandemic levels.
Jeannie Duffy is here, and she joins us to talk about the survey results and the level of volunteerism in Wisconsin. She's executive director of Serve Wisconsin. That's a state agency that manages federal funding for AmeriCorps projects in the state. Jeannie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into the survey findings and what they mean for Wisconsin, how does AmeriCorps work here in our state?
So AmeriCorps was founded in 1990, and when it was founded by the federal, it was decided that states understand the needs in their communities best. So federal funding gets passed down through the state, and then we at Serve Wisconsin accept grant applications twice a year from nonprofits and government agencies who are interested in running an AmeriCorps program. And we then grant out the funds to the organizations on the ground, who in turn engage almost 900 AmeriCorps members each year in the state of Wisconsin to solve community needs and help the people in their communities.
Can you give some examples of what these AmeriCorps projects are?
Yes. So I personally manage AmeriCorps programs. That is what you think of as young people working in schools, tutoring, helping bridge the literacy divide, helping kids get back up to speed after COVID, the educational lapses that happened then. We have hundreds of AmeriCorps members that work in our state and community parks doing conservation and resiliency works. We have an incredible program that helps homeless and runaway youth get into safe housing and get back on track in life. We stay safe, most importantly. We help kids who might be disconnected from school and work get their high school GED or equivalency degree and get some work experience, whether in the construction trades or in the conservation field, so they can have a productive life. So we take people at all stages of their life, from recent college grads trying to figure out what they want to do and get some work experience, people looking for a break, trying to figure out their next steps in lives, to helping out launching young people into a productive and civically engaged life.
Jeannie,
and I want to also that's AmeriCorps. There's also the AmeriCorps Seniors, which is 10,000 people age 55 and older who every day are volunteering at nonprofits around the states. They are the backbones on the Meals and Wheels. They're taking their fellow seniors to doctor's appointments who can't drive. So there is a wide berth of AmeriCorps activity in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation.
You just gave examples of a really diverse range of initiatives, just a hive of activity, all needing some element of volunteerism. And so as you look at this Census Bureau and AmeriCorps report on volunteerism, what do you see here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think it's very positive. I mean, we are up over 6% from 2021, which means people are re-engaging after the pandemic. Wisconsin had always been a very high volunteer state. I mean, we are Midwestern nice. We help our neighbors. We like to volunteer. And it did take a toll during the pandemic. People couldn't get out in public. You know, traditional ways of volunteering were not available to people. But yet, at the same time, we weren't measuring how people were helping their neighbors, whether going to the store, shoveling the walk, doing things on behalf of people. And now our survey is much better at measuring not only formal volunteering, people who actually, you know, sign up to work at an organization or go to a hospital and volunteer, but also volunteering by, you know, helping your elderly parents, go to the store for them, shoveling for your neighbors, raking leaves. And also, for the first time ever, we are measuring virtual volunteering, which took off during the pandemic. We had many people who were doing virtual tutoring, and that is still going on.
Well, thank you so much for that distinction between formal and informal volunteering. Looking at some age groups here, the report finds that the largest gains in formal volunteering were from millennials, people without a high school degree, people who make less than $25,000 per year. What is helping to get these groups to volunteer?
You know, I think many people have, during the pandemic, felt disconnected. And volunteering is a great way to get reconnected in life. I mean, studies for years have shown that the happiest, longest living people are those who have good social connections with friends and their communities. And people are striving for social connection, I believe. And volunteering is a great way to make new friends. Also, if you're looking to do a career change, it's a great way to get work experience and make professional connections.
We're talking about,
I think also people see the need and they people are inherently good. And when they see the need, they're willing to step up and help out.
We're talking with Jeannie Duffy, Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin. That's a state agency that manages federal funding for AmeriCorps projects in Wisconsin. Talking about a recent survey from the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps that's tracking the level of nonprofit volunteerism nationwide. Jeannie, when you look at this survey, there are some states that are really excelling at volunteerism. Our neighbor Minnesota, for one, Vermont, Utah, at the very top in volunteer participation. Why might volunteerism vary widely from one state to another?
Well, I would say Utah is the Mormon Church is dominant in Utah, and they have a very strong service culture. So Utah always wins the volunteer awards for service. Minnesota, that kind of irks me too. And we should be at the same levels as Minnesota. There's no reason we shouldn't. And actually, Serve Wisconsin, a few years ago, received federal funds from the Volunteer Generation Fund, and now we are granting those out to organizations to help them improve and recruit their volunteer practices. Mm-hmm. So just a little plug for Serve Wisconsin, or if you're an organization that uses volunteers and could use some help in training, managing, or recruiting volunteers, you can apply to us for funding, and we will help you.
You mentioned earlier about digital volunteering in that realm. What type of projects are more suited to digital volunteering versus serving in person?
I think school tutoring, that has been wildly successful as digital volunteering. I mean, at first we had AmeriCorps members who tutored, and, you know, due to safety concerns, we never allowed people to do digital tutoring. But I think we developed some protocols and safety standards during COVID, and that has carried over. Also, a lot of senior companions can be visited virtually, especially during the pandemic. If people are still worried about respiratory illnesses or COVID, you know, visiting via Zoom is, why not as good as in person, can still be a way to have a visit with a senior who is a shut-in.
I wonder if volunteerism tracks at all with donations. Do they follow in similar patterns?
You know, that is a good question. I do not know the answer to that. You would kind of think so, because once people volunteer and their hearts and their to the cause, usually their money follows. That is a general fundraising trend. So, but that was not measured in the survey. But there was about, you can see about donating, and that was people who donate, well, to a political, oh, charitable giving. That is one of the marks of the survey. So you can see in Wisconsin that charitable giving is up, and it is higher than the national average. Up from 21, it's up 2.6%. So maybe there is a correlation between volunteering increasing and charitable giving increasing.
I want to circle back to AmeriCorps and your work. Hundreds of AmeriCorps members at service sites around Wisconsin Your funding, you had $8 million in 2021, then to $13 million this year for roughly the same number of volunteers and projects. Why is the need for funding scaling up in recent years?
I think that $8 million is low, but we do get, well, just increased costs. So our members, why they are volunteers, they receive a living allowance to serve. So why it's not much, if a member serves 1,700 hours for a full year, they receive $20,000. So it's roughly, you know, less than $12 an hour for service that they get to cover their living expenses. And the reason we do this is because we want everyone to have the opportunity to serve and not make service just a purview of, you know, upper class or upper middle class people. So if we do not provide a living allowance, we are excluding a large swath of people from service.
Do you run into challenges with expanding efforts to get volunteers across Wisconsin and securing further funding?
You know, we post-pandemic, we had a hard time recruiting volunteers and AmeriCorps members. But now our programs generally run on the academic year, so they start in September, and we have our programs have reported much higher enrollment rates and not as much recruitment challenges.
And this year marks the 30th anniversary of AmeriCorps in Wisconsin. You've been with the organization since 2016. As we wrap up here very shortly, what is one priority that you have for AmeriCorps going forward?
You know, that we continue to adapt and meet the community needs. Mm-hmm. So AmeriCorps is a federal program. So, you know, there's a lot of rules and regulations, and sometimes it's hard to pivot. But during the pandemic, we showed that we could really pivot and meet the current needs at the time, from whether helping out at vaccination stations or helping out at schools doing just packing lunches and digital stuff.
Continually reinventing yourself. Jeannie, thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Jeannie Duffy is Executive Director of Serve Wisconsin. It's a state agency that manages funding for AmeriCorps projects here in Wisconsin.